En esta ocasión, ni el autor ni la mayoría de los intérpretes de la obra son judíos, aunque sí el protagonista, Saúl, primer rey de Israel, que en este oratorio de tres actos que Händel, que vivió entre 1685 y 1759, compuso entre 1738 y 39, con libreto de Charles Jennens, basado en el primer libro del profeta Samuel, demuestra una admiración hacia su eventual sucesor David, que se transforma en odio y lleva a su caída. La obra incluye una famosa marcha fúnebre por Saúl y su hijo Jonatán, y algunas de las piezas corales más dramáticas del compositor. La oiremos dirigida por René Jacobs, el contratenor belga que en los últimos años se prodiga más como director de orquesta de ópera, al frente del coro de cámara de la RIAS y la orquesta Concerto Köln, con las voces solistas de Rosemary Joshua, Emma Bell, Lawrence Zatzo, Jeremy Obenden, Michael Slattery, Finur Bjarnason, Henry Waddington y el barítono bajo, nacido israelí y nacionalizado sudafricano, Gideon Sachs, en el papel del rey Saúl. Arriba el telón.
Thank you. The world is gone. the brave victorious youth, and in his hand the forty giant's head.
Young man, whose son art thou?
The son of Jesse, thy faithful servant, and a Bethlehemite.
Return no more to Jesse, stay with me, and as an earnest of my future favor, thou shalt espouse my daughter. Small reward of such desert, since to thy arm alone we owe our safety, peace, and liberty.
Thank you. filially piety, your modest merit. In this embrace my heart bestows itself. Henceforth, thou noble youth, accept my friendship, and Jonathan and David are but one.
Thank you. despise birth and fortune, I despise. From virtue let my friendship rise. From
sordid world and set their hearts on things of real worth.
be the valiant youth whose arm has saved thy country from her foes.
Thank you.
sung so low. And this house that boy prepared for me.
Thank you.
sort of harmony. Great attribute of attributes divine, and center of a rest where all agree. Whose wondrous force, what great effects proclaim. By thee, this universal frame, from its almighty maker's hand, in primitive perfection came. By thee produced, in thee contained, no sooner did the eternal word dispense, mysterious influence, then chaos his old discord ceased.
Distraction on my friend, he stares, stamps on the ground, and seems intent on mischief.
Capricious man, then you are lost forever.
destroy, my friend. The brave, the virtuous, the godlike David, Israel's defender and terror of her foes. To disobey you, what shall I call it? It is an act of duty to God, to David, nay, indeed, to you.
Oh, Resolved your death, and sternly charged his own retinue, me especially, to execute his vengeance. But to the Jordan stream, I swear. To the Jordan stream, Jordan stream, I swear, back to his spring shall swiftly roll, shall swiftly roll, oh, 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 oh. But to the Jordan stream, I swear, back to his spring shall swiftly roll. Consent to hurt a hair of thee, thou darling of my soul, of thee, thou darling. Darling.
my sister Vera, by his own gift, by right, he has bestowed on Adrian.
Oh, my prince, would that were all, it would not grieve me much. A scornful maid, it's possible, with such disdainful pride, receive the king's command. But lovely Michael, as lovely she is fair, outstrips all praise. Such haughty beauty's rather move, a virgin woman gave your love. Move, a virgin, then engage our love.
retire, my friend, while I with peaceful accents try to calm his rage.
Hast thou obeyed my orders and destroyed my mortal enemy, the son of Jesse?
Alas, my father, he, your enemy, say rather he has done important service to you and to the nation, hazarded his life for both, and slain our giant foe, whose presence made the boldest of us tremble.
Greatest of his his kind, who can in reason set us bind. The madness, the madness of his angry mind.
No more imagined danger, be first in our esteem. With wanted valor, repel the insults of the Philistines. And as a proof of my sincerity, no hardness to dissemble, instantly espouse my daughter Michael. Philistines, no darts, no swords to pierce the heart of David. Yes, this once to them I leave him. They shall do me right.
Our father's will has authorized my love. No longer, Michael, then attempt to hide the secret of thy soul. Cause,
Let the guilty tremble.
approaching feast, I fear some dire event, unless my brother, his friend, the faithful Jonathan, avert the impending ruin. I know he'll do his best.
On Jesse's son. No longer shall the stripling make his sovereign daughter on the throne. He dies, he's blasted of my fame, bane of my peace, and author of my shame. Where is the son of Jesse? Comes he not to join our feast?
earnestly ask leave to go to Bethlehem, where his father's house, at solemn rites of annual sacrifice, required his presence.
O perverse, rebellious, thinkst thou I do not know when thou hast chose the son of Jesse to my own confusion? The world will say thou art no son of mine, who thus hast loved the man I hate, the man who, if he lives, will rob thee of thy crown. Send the king hither, for the wretch must die.
What has he done, and wherefore must he die?
Durst thou oppose my will? Die then thyself.
Thank you. was terror to my foes. My rage has drove away. Of God forsaken, in vain I ask his counsel. He vouchsafes no answer to the sons of disobedience. Even my own courage fails me. Can it be? Is sure to become a coward. I'll not believe it. If heaven denies the aid, seek it from hell. Tis said, here lives a woman, close familiar with the enemy of mankind. Her I'll consult and know the worst. Her art is death by law, and while I minded law, sure death attended such horrid practices. Yet, O hard fate, myself am now reduced to ask the counsel of those I once abhorred. Thou bring me up the man whom I shall name.
Alas, thou knowest how sorrows cut off those who use this art. Wouldst thou snare?
As Jehovah lives, on this account no mischief shall befall thee.
Whom shall I bring up to thee?
Bring up Samuel.
Speeds, I always
refuse me not thy aid in this distress. The numerous foe stands ready for the battle. God has forsaken me. No more he answers my prophets or my dreams. No hope remains unless I learn of thee. What course to take?
Hath God forsaken thee? And dost thou ask my counsel? Did I not foretell thy fate when madly disobedient thou despair the curse of Amalekite and on the spoil display rapacious? Therefore God this day hath verified my words in thy destruction, hath rent the kingdom from thee and bestowed it on David, whom thou hatest for his virtue. Thou and thy sons shall be with me tomorrow. And Israel, my Philistine arms, shall fall. The Lord hath said it.
On his spear, swiftly the foe pursued. He cried to me, beg me to finish his imperfect work and end a life of pain and ignominy. I knew he could not live, therefore slew him, took from his head the crown and from his arms the bracelets, and have brought them to my lord.
When sought for,
I have an Amalekite
in your search. Anointed died, and me
Sorted fools and tremble. What him defending? men of Judah, weep no more. Let gladness reign in all our host. For pious David will restore what Saul by disobedience lost. The Lord of hosts is David's friend, and conquest will his arms attend.